Recording now, Perek Mem Vav, 46, in Tehillim. Amnatzeach livnei Korach al alamos shir. This is a strong prayer, Amnatzeach, to the children of Korach. We are told that when the earth opened up and Korach was swallowed, we're told b'nei Korach lo mesu. So one interpretation of that is that the B'nai Korach are in the upper part of the ground, and they never died. They're in Gehenna, they have a special place. However, others learn that B'nai Korach lo mesu, in that they did tshuva. At the last moment, they did tshuva, so they were not destroyed. What is Ala Lamos? So the Radak and others explain that alamos is a type of instrument. Shir, when they played on the alamos, they made a song on the alamos. This is a strong prayer for the Bnei Korach who played an instrument. The Levium would play instruments in the Beis Hamikdash on a dochan, and this is a mizmar that they sang. However, we are also told that the word alamos means covered up. Nelam, it's covered, in that the earth covered over their father. When they saw that, they did tshuva, and they made a song to represent that. It's difficult to understand if the sons see their father swallowed up by the earth, that they should say shir, they should say a praise. I imagine, because at least they weren't killed. Chazal learned that alamos has another interpretation, in that they saw two worlds, alamos, two olams, one of the tzaddikim that they entered, and one of the rishonim, who trusted on their money and on their power, and that didn't stand by them. So this is where they say the word alamos. The Radak also explains that some say that the word olam means world because it's covered up. We can't see why things happen. We don't understand why things are happening around us. And in that way, it's truly an expression of shir, that we cannot see what's happening. We truly have to sing, because if a person could see the demise, for instance, of his parents, or some other hard and heart-wrenching things that happened to each individual during his lifetime, we couldn't take it. So Hashem does things, one, two, three, it happens, and then we have to get used to it. And this is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world is covered over, that we cannot see what is happening. And this is truly a reason to say shir. Elokim lanu machaseh. Hashem, you are to us a protection against the harsh times of the Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, we're told there will be tremendous wars and destruction. For oz and power, Ezra, a help, v'tzaros nimsam od. At the time of Tzara, you will be found very much the same way you protected the children of Korach in the times of difficulty. We will be also able to see in the future the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as others are being destroyed. Al Kain, therefore, lo nirah, we will not fear, behamir aretz uvemot harim belev yamim, as the land is exchanged, it disappears underneath us, and as the mountains move in the middle of the sea, that could be a inference to the tsunamis, to the earthquakes. And therefore, because we saw it happen during Korach's time, in the future, when it happens during Mashiach's time, we will not be shaken. Yamu v'yechmeru memav. The waters are confused and dirtied. Yerashu harim, the mountains shake, begavos osela, with the greatness of Hashem forever. Nahar pelagav yisamchu. The nations which are like the rivers and the springs which flow out, they'll be happy. Ir Elokim, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, Kadosh Mishkanei Elyon, which is the holy of the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokim Bekirba, Hashem is in Yerushalayim, Baal Timot, he does not move. Yazreha, because of Avram who prayed in the morning, Elokim Livnos Boker, with the help that comes to Avram who prayed in the morning. Hamu Goyim, the nations were all confused and moved during Matan Torah. Matu Mamlochos, the nations were moved. Nasan Mekolo, when Hashem gave the Torah with his great powerful voice. Tamug Aretz, the land melted. Hashem Tzavakos, Hashem Tzavakos, Imanu is with us. Miskav Lanu, he is a powerful help to us. Elokei Yaakov Sela, the God of Yaakov, which we came down to Yaakov, he is the final pinnacle of the Avos Sela. And some say the Sela is just like a musical note as an ending. Lachu, go, chazu, mefalos Hashem. A person must be able to go and see the greatness of Hashem, the miracles of Hashem. Asher sam shamos ba'aretz, that he put destruction on the land. Mashbis milchamos, he destroyed the wars at kitzeya aretz till the ends of the earth. Keshes yeshaber, he breaks the bow. The kitzeitz chanitz, and he cuts the spear. Agolos Yisrof Ba'esh, and their chariots burns in fire. Harpu Udu, so you nations of the world, abandon your assaults and be aware. Ki Anochi Elokim, I am Hashem. Arum Badayim, high among the nations. Arum Baretz, high on the earth. Hashem Tzavakos, Hashem is the Tzavakos. Imanu is with us. Miskaf Lano, a help for us. Elokei Yaakov Sela, the God of Yaakov Sela.